Episode 95.
Our techs are required to have 40 hours a year. We get a lot of that from the vision show that Sherry's involved with. And then other than that, we get a lot of it from our local ASA chapter meetings. They do a good job, and I help select those because I'm on the board.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for downloading this program from RemarkableResults.biz and iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and for following our insider email announcing each new episode guest. Welcome to episode 95 with Tim Davison from Chumley's Auto Care. To hook up with us, go to remarkableresults.biz/insider to get the early notification of every new episode. You can connect with me directly at carm@remarkableresults.biz, and if you find the show to be of interest and value to you, hey, give me a positive 5-star review on iTunes. I thank my sponsor, Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Now get ready to meet a third-generation owner, Tim Davison, from Chumley's Auto Care in Indianola, Iowa. Chumley's got its roots as a service station over 59 years ago. Tim Davison talks about those roots and how it has led to the very personal business it is today. Tim's been in the industry for 35 years and 17 of them with Chumley's. The shop has 4 technicians and 8 bay lifts, and they still pump fuel today. Tim's been recognized as a 2014 Midwest Facility of the Year and, for 4 years, a AAA Top Shop. Tim has his AAM from AMI and is an ASE Master L1. So why listen? Tim loves marketing. You'll learn a few things, including how he uses the old A uniform to build his brand. Learn about the importance of having great people. They take care of customers, and they come back. Learn about his biggest regret that many can relate to. Appreciate the reasons he buys from his parts supplier and what he wants them to do better. And among others, learn what he feels is his best method to bring on a new customer. Well, now here we go with Tim Davison. Nice to be with Tim Davison of Chumley's Auto Care from Indianola, Iowa. Tim, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
I sure am.
Great to have you here. Wow, a 59-year young business. I mean, that's a legacy. And did I read 3 generations?
That's correct. I follow the footsteps of my grandfather and my father in the automotive service industry. Each one of us has a lot of service professionals have started, and that's with gas pumps out front.
Yeah, yeah. And you have carried that theme beyond what I would normally see. Give the listeners a little bit of an idea how you've carried that theme.
Carm, basically, I saw it as a niche in the market where it used to be a saturation in the market. And to be able to offer that service and include gas and include the nostalgia of the service station and to jog the memories of the baby boomers and to, you know, have them come in my store and say, oh, wow. I've had one lady come in and say, this is the way a gas station should smell. She said, when I grew up, I grew up with the smells of the grease and the oil, you know, and we try to fight that. We try and have something to alleviate those smells, but still, she was just tickled to death because it just brought back a flood of memories for her.
Well, there's no doubt some of the boomers will remember when they were little tiny children being out with their maybe grandparents and seeing the kind of pump that you use as your logo. And you just got to go to the site. I'll make sure the URL for Chumley's is on the show notes page. And look to see how Tim markets his business. And it is so unique. You must love marketing.
Yeah, sure do. It's like any other game or, gratification where if you do a good job, then you can see the results. And the first struggle I had was we were branded Conoco gasoline for years. Uh-huh. And a lot of people in our small town knew us as the Conoco station. And the day that a guy pulled in, and I mean, this is a facility that has pumps out front and three bay doors facing the highway. When he pulled in and he said, "Oh, wow, I didn't know you guys worked on cars," I knew I had a problem. And so we even when we were flying the Conoco flag, as I say, the sign out front, we started calling it Chumley's Auto Care. And to try and bridge that gap, use the logo, wore our own uniforms, our own, you know, logos and everything.
Right.
And slowly started dropping the Conoco. And then in 2009, due to some changes, 2008, 2009, due to some changes, we were able to do away with Conoco because they diminished their supply to Iowa. And so we just took the ball and ran with it and created our own brand of Chumley's Service Station.
And you make a great point. Branding, the perception is so important today. And you realized it and rebranded to Chumley's Auto Care, but you still sell gas, right?
Yes, we do, but not near as much. And because we've spun that brand so much that now we're known as an auto repair place that also happens to sell gas. Honestly, it's probably in my area thought of as, well, you go there if you need help or if you're, you know, maybe have a disability or your age limits you on what you can do. So those folks at Chumley's will help you with your gas.
Got it. So I have a question. In the heartland of America, what's the price of regular?
$1.55 right now.
My. That's 40 cents lower than where I live in New York. It must be the taxes.
Yeah, we pay a 10-cent tax, so we're even higher than Missouri.
Hey, Tim, what's just one thing that makes Chumley's Auto Care so great?
You know, it's the people, really. And a lot of people use that term, but we've been blessed with, got great people on the front counter. And it's also, how do I want to put it? It's when the feeling you get when you walk in, it's totally relaxed because I don't, what do I want to say? I don't.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure.
There's no pressure on the employees. I want them to A, enjoy their job and have fun, and B, take care of the customers. Because my theory is if you have happy employees, you'll have happy customers, and they'll come back, and it'll all fit together. And that's worked well for me.
What's the one thing you're super focused on right now?
I'm looking at my website is getting old, and I'm thinking about changing that. So I don't... Super focused. It's top of mind.
So when you were starting out, obviously a family business, did you want to grow up and own the business?
Yeah, I sure did. Okay. I mean, that was my ultimate goal.
So when did you know? Was it like, were you 7 years old, 20 years old that you needed to be this an entrepreneur?
Seven, probably. I mean,
because that's what you did in a family business. That's where you went after school on the weekends. Am I right?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah.
Grew up at the station and developed a love for cars and just kind of evolved from there.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great It costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Gurus training, support, and get in on the rewards. What's your biggest strength as an entrepreneur?
Probably the ability to roll with the punches. I only sweat the things that are going to affect the grandkids, and if it's, you know, not going to affect day-to-day operations, I just don't get rattled.
So flexibility. Okay, great. So go with the flow.
That's right. Go with the flow.
You just mentioned grandkids. How do you manage your work-life balance?
According to my wife, not very well. But
they always say that.
But it's getting a lot better. I mean, in the early days, it was tough. Now, due to growth and good staffing, then I have flexibility, and that helps a lot. But yeah, just juggling it takes a little practice.
Okay, so you have some grandkids. Did you ever stop and think what your legacy going to be?
No, I really hadn't thought about that too much.
All right, well, it's homework.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time and do one thing over, what would it be?
I would have got started sooner. Because I stayed at a job at a dealership prior to going out on my own.
Oh.
And looking back now, I wish I would have started sooner. And who knows, back then.
Did you learn something?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's true. And I gained a lot. Each stepping stone along the way, I gained something. So
you're an ASA Midwest member.
Correct.
What's your biggest benefit?
Oh, the networking. Our ASA Midwest it's growing and it's getting stronger. And one of the things I really liked about ASA, and I thought it was for the whole country, but I found out later it's not, is the SOS program, Shop Owner Support. And Sherry was nice enough. Sherry Hamilton is the director of Midwest. And she was nice enough to let me take the bull by the horns and get a group started in Des Moines area. And we've just had a lot of fun. We meet every other month. We discuss, we evaluate somebody's business and tell them their, you know, pointers maybe that we can see that would help them along the way. And then just discuss general business, and it always ends up on a topic going down some road, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry was with us, Sherry Hamilton, in episode 84, and she talked about SOS, so our listeners could go and enjoy Sherry Hamilton from ASA. What makes you choose your number one parts supplier?
You know, relationships and quality. We select largely on, and we've even jumped ship basically on relationships. We're not price driven, and we're more quality driven and availability. You know, if we need it, we need it now, and that's what we want. We want service from them, and we want that relationship.
What can they do better right now to improve their partnership with you?
Right now, my current supplier needs to increase their inventory. We have to pull, being a bedroom town, we have to pull from the larger city closest to us, which would be Des Moines. And if we have to wait, it just slows the wheels down, so to speak. So if they could increase their inventory and try and match it more to what my customers have coming in the door, then it would help things out a lot.
You're a happy camper then.
Yeah.
Describe your training culture.
Our techs are required to have 40 hours a year. We get a lot of that from the vision show that Sherry's involved with. And then other than that, we get a lot of it from our local ASA chapter meetings. And they do a good job. And I help select those because I'm on the board.
Oh, that's nice. So is there an incentive as a technician to reach that 40?
Actually, there's more of a penalty, I guess, if you don't. You lose out on some profit sharing and year-end bonuses.
Great. That's what I was going for. Thank you. Describe the latest workflow process that you recently improved that really made a difference.
Probably the digital inspections. And with that, it's going to open the door to, I think, possibly going paperless in the shop, so that each tech has a tablet and we can dispatch directly to him and save that step of the paper track.
What's the reaction to your customers when they start getting these tweets or texts or Facebooks from you?
There is a learning curve. When we first started doing it, they were a little bit skittish. They didn't know what it was. And it's kind of been embedded into us that you don't click on a strange link or you may get a virus. So we had to preface it. This is a link with your inspection and the results, and this is from Chumley's, and it's safe, and so forth.
Yeah,
so, otherwise, they weren't opening it up.
Learning curve.
Yeah. So, working through that, getting them educated on that, and other than that, they're accepting it as they get it. Now, we do have a few customers that just do not want the electronic; they want a paper one. So we just go back and print one from our inspection.
Got it. Yeah, great, good stuff. I hear that almost every interview that I've done now. Big movement toward DVI. Do you have any daily meets or scrums with your team, both either service writers or technicians, on a daily or weekly basis to go over numbers and issues?
You know, we do it biweekly. The Thursday before payday, which is every other Friday, we get together and have pizza and kind of cuss and discuss what's going on and mm-hmm. I can share new things coming out or go over some problems or
stay connected, be close.
Stay connected.
That's so important. People want to just be involved in, and if you're a good listener and you care more, those are valuable meetings. Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. What's becoming your best method to bring on new customers?
The internet. Number one is still word of mouth, but number two is Google. And hands down, I hear that more and more. They say, well, you have a good web presence. And I said, okay, kind of elaborate a little bit on that. And they look at our Google reviews, they look mm-hmm. at Yodel, and they look at Facebook, and they just kind of want to know who they're dealing with before they come in.
Are you investing in AdWords?
You know, I am not.
And it's working so well for you.
Yeah.
Well, small town, right, maybe?
Yeah. Now, we did pull a guy from Des Moines the other day, and I asked him how you drove down from Des Moines, because he's got a 30-minute drive to get to our shop. And he said, I saw on I typed in Hunter Road Force Balancer, and you had written a blog about your new Road Force machine, and Google picked it up. So it's kind of like an ad word. And honestly, I've had them in the past, and I'm going to get back into it again. But our car count is so strong right now that I'm not really seeing the need for AdWords.
You don't know Clint Dudley, do you? From Grimes?
Yeah.
Do you? Shade Tree?
Shade Tree, yep.
He was in episode 5 back in the day, way back. And we had a great interview. In fact, it's one of the most listened to episodes on the website.
Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to go back and find that.
Yeah, go back, listen to episode 5. So what's the program in Chumlee's to retain customers? What are you doing to keep them?
You know, just gently touch them about 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay.
With some sort of follow-up. Any customer that spends $100 gets a handwritten thank you note that's tri-folded, and it's custom printed with plaster with our logo, a picture of the facility, and the included in that thank you card is a $10 coupon that has a picture of my face on it. And I joke with them about, you know, maybe they want to retain that and use it for rodent control in the garage or something like that. So they hang on to those coupons that they get, and they'll come in and say, I got 5 of these on my desk and I forgot to bring another one. Oh well, just go ahead and bill me for this, and I'll bring it in next time, you know. So I know they're just plastered all over the refrigerator.
So you said you're a marketer early on in the show. What's your favorite program or marketing initiative or something you're so proud of?
Grassroots marketing, I guess. I mean, just the buzz on the street. I like doing kind of different things.
Well, how do you make that buzz?
One time we took an old car that was out of service and took all the fluids out and took all the glass out, and we flipped it over on its top and put it out front with the wheels up in the air and put a sign on it that said, "Will your car turn over this winter?" Or on the other side it said, "Your car will flip for our service." And we got more comments out of that because people drive by and they see this car upside down and they think there's been a big accident or something.
What a great idea. Were you written up in the local papers?
You know, I don't recall them doing that.
All right.
They should have.
Yeah, they should have. Wow, what a great, clever idea. And anyone can steal that shamelessly. What a great idea. Hey, millennials, what are you doing to bring in the millennials to your shop?
Google and Facebook.
Okay.
We hit Twitter also a little bit, but yeah. weaker on that. I need to get stronger on Twitter.
And so how about Facebook? Do you post every day?
No, I post about twice a week is what I try to do.
But what do you post? What do you post? Do you post stuff about the shop, things about you?
We try and mix it up a little bit, trying to have something going on in the shop. Somebody stopped in and we took a photo of them. People like to see themselves or like to see photos, you know. One of the biggest things, and it helps being coming up on 60 years old business, is we pull a photo from the archives and we'll post it. And they just love that. It's like, oh, I remember, you know, when I went to high school, I'd stop in at Chumlee's or something. So if we use – take advantage of Throwback Thursday. TBT.
Throwback Thursday. I do that. I rehash an old episode on Thursdays myself. Well, it's such a cool thing. Throwback Thursday. I love it. Good for you.
Yeah.
Out of all your community, your philanthropic efforts, what's your favorite? The one you love to do the most?
I work with the Enola Hope Foundation, and I'm on the board with that too. The thing I like about them is it's a group of teachers that maybe are retired or still involved with school, and they help. And they see it, you know, at the very entry level. They see a kid that maybe came to school without a coat, and they'll say, you know, Johnny, it's really cold outside. Why aren't you wearing a coat? And one that sticks out in my mind was this kid said, well, you know, we only have one coat. My mom had to work on the truck today, so she needed it worse than I did. So before the end of the day, that kid had a coat. Where I come involved is if they need fuel to get the kids to school, or they need cars repaired to get the kids to school, they'll come and ask us to help them out, and we take care of them.
A great thing. So how many repairs do you do for charity each year?
You know, probably not... I'd say probably 5
okay.
on the average. Not a huge number. But it does get us some goodwill.
And you find them through your organization?
Yes, they contact us. Sometimes churches contact us. I try not to just take people off the street. I like them to go through
a vetting process or something like that. Yeah, that's a great idea. So what's your escape?
What's my escape? It used to be golf, but then that got to be stressful too.
Well, I guess you got to practice that stuff.
If it wasn't going right anymore. I kind of am getting involved in the SCCA, which is Sports Car Club of America, and I haven't got too far into it. But what I do love is jumping in a Miata and putting the top down and just going for a cruise on the back roads. My commute is only a mile to work, so I don't get a lot of windshield time. And being a car guy, I love cars and love to drive. So I'll just jump in a car and go to a 25-mile town away and get a soda and turn around and come back.
So how many sport cars do you have?
Well, right now I got two. One's for sale, and then I still have my 67 Chevy that is my old staple. It was on my first date with me. It was at our wedding, brought the first son home from the from the hospital in it, you know.
I was talking about that the other day. I wish I had my first car still. It was a 72 Camaro Rally Sport, brand new.
Oh man, I had a 71, so I could relate.
Those are cars. I own a Camaro later in life, too, just before the kids arrived, and then I had to move to an Oldsmobile.
Practicality.
That was so hard to do. All right, technology. How's it impacting your business?
It's ever-changing, and you got to keep being able to roll with it. You think you just got the latest and greatest, and now you need something different. So we've got an account we throw money into on a biweekly basis, and when that account gets enough money into it, we buy the next tool that we're looking at.
That's smart.
Next item.
That's smart. So what's Chumley's going to be like in the next 5 to 10 years?
It will be pretty much the same, I would say. There is a possibility we will lose the gasoline because as our town keeps growing, our little four-lane road in front of us will probably have to have a fifth turning lane put into it. And when that happens, they're gonna take frontage off my land, and it'll be too close to the road. They won't allow traffic that close to the pumps.
Where are you going to be in the next 5 to 10 years?
I plan on being there for another 15.
Okay.
And we are starting the process right now of working with a gentleman to create a succession plan for my manager that works with me. He's expressed interest, and so we want to get the ball rolling on that and have everything kind of laid out. So,
so no family now that could take it to the fourth generation.
No family now. Yeah, that we see any spark or anything.
Got it. Okay. Well, it's amazing that you've gone to the third generation. Those statistics aren't that good, Tim, so you get an awful lot of high fives and kudos from me. Well, I have to tell you, this thing has flown by. I've loved it. I think you've got great words of wisdom, great 59-year young business. You shared with us a lot of great stories. So Tim Davidson from Chumley's Auto Care in Indianola, Iowa, give us some great words to live by.
Always do the right thing and never put money ahead of people.
Well, that's a good purpose to have.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll work well.
And it's worked well for you, hasn't it?
Yep, it has.
Hey, thanks for being on with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
It was great. Great, Tim. Thanks. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Find a good compilation on this show and important links relating to our guest, Tim Davison from Chumley's Auto Care, on the RemarkableResults.biz website. That's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release and some nice backstory on our guest. I really do appreciate you and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm really grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.